This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I go to Stearns right now. I go to Stearns, okay? There's a lot of criticisms to dole out here. Certain players not carrying the mail enough. Wake up, do your job. Mendoza right now has got to distinguish himself as somebody who could put this fire out and motivate and, you know, bring some stability. Wake up, do your job. But the roster is the roster because of Stearns. And it's just nowhere near good enough. It's really not. This is not year one of Cohen, you know, trying to get out of the Wilpon mess. This is not, you know, a payroll that should reflect maybe inconsistent results and alarming performances like most teams in baseball. This is the highest payroll. This is $325 million. And to title it a $325 million disgrace is unfair to the Mets because they had success early. But that doesn't mean that that they're destined to have success the rest of the way. And their general manager needs to know that. He has to. I've got to give him that benefit of the doubt. Now, what we don't know is, how aggressive is he? Well, we don't know. You know, we know what he's good at. Now we need to find out what kind of tolerance he has and what kind of disposition he has for taking the big swing. And where I'm sitting, if that big swing doesn't come, Mets are going nowhere. And I mean absolutely nowhere. It's on him. He's got to fix it. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, Sal is off today. Of course, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So Sal's off today and tomorrow. Then we're both back together on Wednesday. And then I'm off Thursday and Friday. I mean, I hate missing the Subway Series, but I also hate the fact that baseball puts it on July 4th. I mean, there's a reason why I basically took off 2 days or 3 days from January 1st until now to save them for the summer. And these dopes at baseball make the Yanks and Mets play over 4th of July. Now, sorry, I'm taking off. I'll be watching. And the interesting thing about that series, and we do more of this tomorrow. I don't want to get too sidetracked here. But, man, you know, there's no guarantee the Yankees come out of this Toronto series unscathed. That's going to be an interesting couple of games against Toronto. But, like, just imagine, say if the Yankees were to stumble. Let's say if the Yankees, like, lost 3 out of 4 to Toronto, which I don't think they will. Just say if they did. Dove, is it a 2 or 3-game series? I mean, is it a 3 or a 4? I thought it was four. Could be off on that. So I'm asking the executive producer of the New York Yankee radio broadcast if it's a 3 or a 4-game series, and he doesn't know. So is that a little alarming from a radio broadcast perspective? You're in charge of the broadcast, dude. Now you're holding up fingers. It says 3. 3 fingers. All right. Thank you, Dove. Thank you. I could have texted my son, who's not feeling well today. He could have given me the answer before you did. because he's texting about this. He wants to call in. I'm like, no, you're not calling in to I just wants to dump on the Mets. That's not happening. I think that the Subway Series, it's always juicy. It's always fun. But just to finish, now he says it is four. Come on, man. Dolph.
Well, the schedule in July is different page than June. So I saw three in July.
I thought it was four. Oh, my goodness. I mean, listen, we had a couple of clerical. Well, I had to take the L a few times myself last week based on stats. But we've had a mountains load of misinformation. We're going to start calling them Gorilla Monsoon. The fountain of misinformation. The great Hoff, who gave us like three or four things wrong last week. You are supposed to be above that. You have fallen into a trap. Especially if it's about the Yankee broadcast. Senility. Come on, Dovey.
Senility.
You're not that old, man. All right. So just to finish the thought, get back to the phones. Like if the Yankees had a rough time against the Blue Jays and lose three out of four, which I initially said, then, and the Mets skid continues, the energy, which is always fun and the hype and we enjoy it, but it's going to have a different feel. Like, it's going to have more so for the Mets, if the Mets slide continues, but a season-altering feel. And that's going to be some drama. All right, let's get back to you guys here. Let me get Adolfo up in the Bronx, BT and Sound Law, the fan. Adolfo, what's going on?
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. BT, I have to pick up a bone on you. I mean, every time you talk about Stern, it's like you're hitting me in my stomach. I mean, it's a pain every time you talk about Stern.
What, the truth bothering you?
He hasn't done nothing. You tell me what he has done.
Are you defending him, or do you take issue?
I'm not defending him. So I think he's a terrible, terrible president or GM, whatever you want to call him.
Well, what are you getting on me for?
Because you're always talking about that he's good. Oh, Stern has done a great job. He hasn't done nothing.
I've been hammering him today, Adolfo.
Oh, wait, yeah, just now for the first time.
He just got here last year.
Now. No, you didn't. Listen.
What?
You tell me what he has done.
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
Listen. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Now, I know you don't care about this, but what he's done.
No, I do care.
The first part, I don't think you care because it's not about New York. First part, honestly, pretty good in Milwaukee. So he's shown some good chops. Year one with the Mets, almost 90 wins, a couple of wins away from the World Series. I got to be fair to the guy.
What he did? I mean, I didn't see no moves.
What did he do? I mean, I just told you what he did. What did he do? Now, if he was here for 5 years and, like, you know, it's been a good start, and then 3 years of nothing. Well, first of all, no one's going to put up with that on the station. You, Cohen, most importantly, it's year two, and the first year it was a riveting run. With a lot of amazing, indelible October Met moments for you as fans. So, the hell do you want me to say? I mean, what I'm saying today is, better get it fixed. Better get his act together. Get his head out of his behind. He's got moves to make. I think I've been very clear about that. But at the end of the day, believe it or not, you know, that's fine. Whether you think I got an anti-Met agenda or Sal's got an anti-Yankee or me and him together have an anti-whatever, I can promise you the business of being fair is at the top of our list and at the top of my list. It'd be unfair to David Stearns. Just got here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Neil's in Weehawken, and Neil seems to be, it says, no panic in Queens on the call screen. So this might be the first call in 2 hours and 10 minutes where the Met universe is not crumbling. Neil, uplift everybody, sir. What's happening, man?
Hey, how we doing? First, as always, I appreciate your time. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Now, a couple of things. I guess on roster construction and then the mental makeup. I'll start on roster construction.
Okay.
We're only one bat away in the bottom of the lineup from kind of changing the dynamic of how it plays out, right? Because I think you said we're like 4 for 50 at the bottom of the lineup or something. I think you get one guy who can really deliver, get an on base, stuff like that. And it changes the amount of pressure going from, you know, the top five in the lineup.
Yep.
Take some of it off of them, lets them hit. And I got a little faith in David Stearns. He's built a pretty good roster here, right? So,
well,
last year,
it's okay. He didn't bring in Lindor, didn't bring in Pete. I mean, he signed Soto. I mean, that's Cohen. That ain't Stearns. Well, I think he's built a
touche.
Oh, that's all I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're right. I saw faith in him. Maybe
that's fair. That's fair.
Right. And then on the mental part of the team, look, there's a part of me that believes every baseball team is destined to win 54, lose 54, and that third 54 is where you decide if you're going to be a postseason team or you're going to be just somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe they just strung together some of these losses at a bad time and they were due for them. Remember last year,
I know,
we were this time last year, we were sitting here like, wow, are we just in Wilpon 2.0?
Yep.
And everything switched, right? So culturally, I don't feel like this is the Mets of my youth. I feel like...
Okay, I don't either, Neil. I think that's an outstanding point, okay? But you use the word culturally. Great word. You use it. I said it wrong, culturally. I know what you mean. The culture of the Mets this year seems off. I don't feel like they're very connected. You agree with that?
Absolutely. I would love to see... Like, I think it's a little hard because Soto's your best player, and he's not the most vocal guy, right? He's going to lead
he's
by...
He's a robot.
Watching, yeah, but... You can learn from that, right? If you're a young kid and you see how this...
Yes,
right?
No doubt.
But I think it's a little harder for Lindor to, be vocal with guys when he's no longer the best player on the team.
Well, right? That's an early read. He was great the first month. He finished second in the MVP a year ago. I mean, geez, if Lindor's status is the leader, we're talking about giving him the captaincy over the winter. I mean, 82, 83 games, it dissipated because Juan Soto showed up and had a great month? After a listless start? Well, then, if that's the case, which I don't think it is, then Lindor was never the leader that we thought that he was or could be. So I don't think that it's that. I just think when you go around, and I'll do it, all right? I'm literally going to hit every position, and it's going to be very quick. All right. But I have to reinforce the scale that I'm judging the Mets on. I am judging the Mets on a championship scale because that's what you demand. That's what you want. That's what the payroll reflects. That's what last year's playoff berth and run should lead into. Like, this is a World Series analysis. All right. Do you love your first base situation? We all know the answer, the good, the bad. We talked about Pete a million times sideways. We're going to move on. Not 100% yes, not 100% no. Do you love the World Series model? Do you love the second base situation? If you tell me yes, you're lying. Do you love the shortstop situation? Yeah. I mean, of course you do. He's not playing well right now, but you do. Do you love the third base situation? I don't know how you can, so you don't. Do you love the catching situation? Nope. Do you love the... Now, this is going to be a tricky one for you if you guys are honest. Do you love the left field situation? Oh, here comes the Nimmo hater from the top rope again. No. I love Nimmo's hustle, and when he's hot, he's good. Problem is, he's never hot enough for long enough. Goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And he's got a rag arm in left field. All right? So do you if you really scrape away the affinity, and I do respect that, but like the affection that you have for him as a person, do you love the left field situation? From a World Series team perspective, I'll answer it for you. You shouldn't. Do you love the center field situation? No. And that might be the most problematic on the team aside from third base. Do you love the right field situation? Well, of course, from a hitting perspective, you do. And you're thrilled you have Juan Soto when you should. I just ran, and then pitching is an obvious answer until Manaea comes back. If he comes back right and he's the same and Sanga, whatever. I just ran through the entire field, every position. So if there were more yeses there, like, oh, yeah, this is just, of course I love this and I love that. Yeah, he's having a little funk, but I love this. He's, of course, he's done it for us the last 2-3 years. He's golden. He's still in his prime. He's good. How do you really push back on anything that I just described? Maybe a little on Nimmo. You want to say I'm being a little unfair? All right. Okay. I mean, I don't think so, but okay. What was unfair? Catchers don't hit. Second base, whatever. Third base stinks. Center field can't hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's done hit. That is now how you get judged as the Mets. 325, not 190, not 212, not 250, not the Yankees 325, and the Dodgers 320, and the Mets 260, the Mets 325. So as the money goes up, so does the bottom line analysis. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. This is what you wanted. You want to swim in the deep waters. Welcome. Welcome. Let me get Michael in Queens, BT and Sal on the fan. What's cooking, Mike?
Yeah, BT, how's it going?
Okay, what's happening?
I'm actually calling in to go along with what the last guy said.
Okay.
And I think we just got to take a, you know, the Mets, they don't look great right now, but, you know, this is baseball. And technically, it is still June for like 12 more hours. There's three full more months of baseball.
Understood.
So you just got to try and minimize the damage right now.
Yep.
And it's a game of peaks and troughs.
Hold on. To an extent here, man. I mean, you play 162, even the 61 Yankees or the 86 Mets, I mean, are going to have a weekend where it's like, what was that? All right, let's flush that. Dude, this is now almost 20 games where the Mets have looked wretched.
They're dealing with a lot of injuries. I mean, they just got to, especially in their pitching, and that's where Stearns, I mean, I know 2 ago we were ragging on Stearns. Stearns, I mean, he's, you know, they kind of have a full lineup already, and then it's with his job to kind of fix the whole rotation.
I don't think they have a full
Severino,
lineup. You like this lineup?
Jose Quintana.
Well, hold on. I can't let that just go without pushing back. You said they got a full lineup. Really? You like the lineup?
I mean, going into the season, they had most of a lineup.
Okay, well, fantastic.
Yankos is not performing up to par. Jeff McNeil is not hitting great.
Oh, okay, Jeff McNeil didn't hit last year. I mean, so it's not like it's just the first year out of nowhere where he's like, wow, Jeff McNeil's off to a rough start. He hasn't been the batting champion in a couple of years.
In there. I know, but they're already in there. I don't like Jeff McNeil. I wish he wasn't in there. But
I got you.
The money's there already.
Yeah. Well, Cohen, isn't that the absolute strength of Cohen? The money. You know, I've been sitting for years screaming about for the Yankees to DFA, whether it's Hicks or Gallo or DJ, get rid of these guys. Get rid of them. And my owner has shown, while the Yankees obviously spend a lot of money, just a little less than in terms of going all the way to do what I think most Yankee fans are accustomed of seeing the Yankees owner do. But Cohen's different. Cohen bought a minor league system. You know? You can't tell me that there's not a big move or two to be made that's going to change this. I know that there is. And I got some names for you. I'll give them to you in a minute. John's in Bayside. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, BT?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Really great to hear you giving the perspective from the Yankee fan. I'm in a group chat with a lot of Mets fans, and I've been saying
John, I hate to interrupt, but Jen, listen, everybody knows I'm a Yankee fan. Also, I would hope by now everybody knows that I love baseball and that I know baseball. It's not coming from it's really not. I'm 52 years old, man. I don't have Don Mattingly hanging on my bedroom wall. I mean, you guys talk, you do the same thing with Sal, and I know it's a compliment. I get it, but like, The ability to speak objectively about New York baseball is one of the things that I take the most pride in of anything that I do on the radio, because that's how I love the game.
It's not a knock.
I know.
What I'm trying to say is there's a paradox with the current Mets fan, because they want so much to be like the Yankees, right, and have the winning success of the Yankees. But they don't know how to get as angry as you are for them right now, you know, in seeing this. And that's the thing. Like, I remember the days of Joe Girardi when we're 10 games above 500 and he plays all of the, you know, the D squad against an interleague team and drops a series, and then we miss the playoffs by a game, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's my perspective. I think it's sound all the alarms as a Yankee fan, you know, for my Mets fan buddies. Mm-hmm. While they're still lollygagging and grandstanding over making it to the NLCS.
Well, but here's the thing. That's interesting because that talks to the evolution of the psychology of the Mets fan, which applies to the Jet fan as well. You know, the teams that struggle, we talk about this all the time. So, yeah, there's a pattern that becomes learned behavior that eventually will, you know, if things go according to plan with the Mets here, will infiltrate certainly the fan base. Because what will happen, now maybe not the Joe B's of the world, or I think Evan is fairly positive. I don't think he just goes for the low-hanging fruit. And I'm not saying even Joe does, but Joe's definitely more negative than most. We know that. We love Joe, but he is. So I think the way a fan base's mentality changes, well, I know it, the way it changes is the young fans. So if you're a 9-year-old Met fan now, 10 years old, you know, 8, 11, even early teens, and the Mets go on this run that everybody told me was coming with Cohen, and if it does, well, now the mentality of the younger Met fan is very different. And now when he's in his 20s or she 30s, like, now there's a little bit of a strut and a little bit of confidence, and then they have children, and, I mean, this is pushing this decades down the road. Let's get to the playoffs this year first, you should do. But, that's how it happens, all right? And then their children, they're introduced to a culture of expecting winning and history and aura, and that's the deal. That's how it happens. And until that happens, these moments of inflection, these pivotal points in the season are going to be met with a combination of fear, of heightened sensitivity, false bravado. Nah, we're good, man. We're good. Do you really feel good? I think right now that the Met fan is projecting. We've had a couple of calls the last hour or so that have gone more favorable, and I like to see that. I don't see everybody like nut jobs here. But I think in a broad brush, a total swipes right now, I think the Met fans very worried. And I think that they should be. I will get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019 is the number. Meat of the order, though. First up for the Yankees, as the Yankees hammered out 12 runs, 9 hits. And the meat of the order was in the middle of it all. Bellinger 3-for-5 with 3 ribbies and 3 runs. Aaron Judge talked about this obviously before. Home runs number 29 and 30. He had 3 runs scored, 4 RBIs. Jazz Chisholm, the RBI single. The home run, the base loaded triple. He had 4 RBIs. So, I mean, those 3 spots really doing most of the damage as the Yankees smack the A's and get back from a quiet performance on Saturday. So, when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. All right, I'm sure some will take it this way. It's not meant to be this way. But, you know, Soto's had a really, really good month, obviously, so far. And he's got one more. Oh, no, they're off today. That's right. So his June is over. 11 home runs, 20 ribbies, batted .322 at an OPS of 1,200, roughly 1,200, right? So Soto's June's been really good. Do you realize, I mean, I'm sure some of you do, but and this is less about Soto, more about Judge. Do you realize that in Aaron Judge's 2024, and there were even things I could pick from this season so far, but I didn't. In 2024, he had 3 months like that where he had at least 11 home runs. Soto's got 11 in June. And Soto's got 20 ribbies. And in 2 of the 3 months, Judge had 37 and 27 RBIs. And Soto, who was hitting .322, as I said, in those 3 months last year, Aaron Judge hit .361, .409, and .389. So I think that part of the problem now, Aaron Judge in October versus Soto in October, real things. We've talked about that. There's no doubt. But one of the problems with the Mets here, you know, Soto is terrific, but he does not carry an offense, nor will he ever, like Judge. He just doesn't. Now, Aaron Judge only has a couple of more years like this, but, you know, Lindor doesn't do this. Pete doesn't do this. Soto doesn't do this. I mean, and to be fair, really, maybe outside of Ohtani and one other guy, like, nobody does what Aaron Judge does when he's hot. The way he could just obliterate the entire league and carry a team for a month. But that's why the Mets are so dependent on, you know, the Lindors and the Sotos and the Pete's working, you know, together. And that has proven to be very evasive. Now, I can't imagine that they don't click at once, at least once this season. But even if they do, right, and it would be fun to watch, and it would obviously change the complexion of their season, they still have dead weight that they've got to address in the batting order. They just have to. Let me get Pete and Merrick, BT and Sal on the fan. What's happening? What's happening, Petey?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Two quick things that I was just kind of, I don't know, I feel like they haven't been talked about. First thing, kind of dating back to last year, is it just me or, like, watching the games?
Yeah.
Does this team not hit balls in the middle of the plate? Like, it just, I'm looking at so many pitches, I'm like, there's pitchers are throwing that get me over strike, and the Mets are just taking it. And then the ones they are swinging at, they just look lost. And then the second thing is,
just let me address that quick. Pete, let me just address that quick. I mean, that's
sure.
I get it. You know, you're hyper and uber focused on the Mets. I mean, there's times I kind of noticed that with the Yankees, or even watching the Sunday night Les. I mean, school ball's filthy, so you can throw it right down the plate and still not hit it. I don't know that that's really a Met issue. I think that that's a little unfair. But you know, I mean, if you feel that way, I respect it. I don't really think that. I just think they have too many weak bats.
Right. And also, what do you think about Soto? With, I don't know if this is just like a recency bias thing, but it feels like when he's been hitting these home runs, I haven't looked at the analytics. It feels like there's never anybody on base.
Yeah.
And doesn't that like think, don't you think like maybe the lineup is just constructed wrong, or maybe like let's change something up?
I've thought about that a little bit. I know they put Vientos back at the two spot, which is what I was saying that they should do over the winter. You know, Lindor 1, Vientos 2, Soto 3, and then Pete Alonso 4. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of solo shots this year, and lately more so for Juan Soto. Let's see. Excuse me. Juan Soto. What I really want to see is, can I get the high leverage stuff here? I just want, this is kind of a lazy database. This isn't really a deep dive. I don't know if it'll have it. I should have something in splits, so that's pretty basic. So this is, I mean, batting second, he's got 20 ribbies and 174 at-bats. Batting third, he's got 7 more RBIs in 50 fewer at-bats. So that's a little interesting. Bases loaded, he's batting .333. Scoring position, .147. Anybody on, .157. And scoring position, 2 out, .231. So I get it. You know, you got Juan Soto, but some of those numbers, not very good. Let me get Rob in Point Pleasant. What's happening, Robbie?
I love the show. You guys are awesome. Unfortunately, I miss Sal because I love when you two banter back and forth, and you do this constantly. Sal has yet to call you out on this.
On what?
But let's go through the Yankee infield. We're going to judge them championship, correct?
Now, wait, hold on. I will have as much fun with you. I got you. Before we jump into that exercise, which sounds exciting, and I'm willing to do it, you're a Mets fan, obviously, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I find it interesting that your first reaction is deflection.
No, I'm totally disappointed with the team.
Well, but you want to talk about the Yankees?
They hit. No, because you do this constantly. How many times have you gone through the Met lineup?
And I'm right.
In the last month.
But am I wrong?
Sal never. No, you're not wrong.
Okay.
But you never. Right. Let's go through the Yankee lineup.
Okay,
now.
Let's do it.
We're going to judge them by a championship.
Go ahead, man. I'll give you the honest answers. You know, I'll shoot it straight. Go ahead. What do you got?
I know you're. Are you confident in first base?
Yes.
Aging player.
I know that. You can't host the show with me today. I know the pro. I'm going to give you an answer. The answer is yes.
Okay.
He's better than Rizzo no matter what happens the rest of the way. Next.
Second base?
Yes, because I think Jazz will eventually play there full time because they'll get a third baseman. Next.
He strikes out a ton. Shortstop?
No, not as much as I want to be. I've said that many times.
Third base?
Right now, absolutely not. Although
catcher.
Jazz playing third, but you know what I mean.
Catcher.
I mean, okay. I'd like the average to be a little bit higher. Ben Rice, who's starting to catch, has 14 home runs, and Austin Wells has 12. So I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say yeah. Next.
Okay, those are good numbers. Left field.
He's hitting 250. I need a little more from Dominguez. I'm not going to lie. Do I feel good about it? I'd like to feel a little bit better, but it's not a black hole. Next.
Center field, of course, yes.
Well, yes, but he's also overachieved, and I'm aware of that. But he is a good pro with power, great fielder. There's better situations. There's a lot worse. Keep going.
Yeah, the best player in baseball in right field.
Obviously.
And I think the Yankees starting pitching is good enough.
It's what terrific. So that's the difference.
You have more yeses. We can disagree on a couple of them, but you do have more yeses. But are the Yankees a championship team?
No. Right now, I do not believe that they would beat the Dodgers. No.
I thank you for your honesty, and I love your show. You guys are great.
You got it, Rob. Good call. Appreciate the pushback. Yeah, I love when those challenges are great. I love that stuff. That is nice. You know? I ain't going to lie to you. I think every time I talk about the Yankees, it's weighted in, you know, less than perfect evaluations. I mean, how in the world am I going to pop champagne when a week and a half ago they couldn't run the bases? I'm going to always tell you what I see. And what I see is a team for the Yankees that has more answers from the fourth, just because he made it a Met Yankee thing, more answers than the Mets, better start in the lineup, the best player in baseball, and then other answers, better starting rotation. Bullpen, you know, it's, you know, Weaver's coming back. It's, Diaz is really good. Williams has been better. It's close. Manager who's more proven. You might not love Boone. He's more proven than Mendy so far. You know, and a GM who I knock around a lot in Cash, but Brian Cashman usually makes pretty good midseason trades. Jazz Chisholm popped up out of nowhere last year, and I expect him to do something to third base this year. And if he doesn't, you know, I'll say it. I got to get a sense of where this guy is. Now, Hoff is, he straddles the fence of when he explodes, he absolutely explodes. But he also, maybe more than others, has an ability to stay grounded. I think what he's going to say is probably going to be a good representation, I think, of what most Met fans feel about the situation now. So, Hoff, can we bring you in? Can we get a sense? Take the temperature. How you feeling, buddy?
Terrible. It's awful. This is a bad spot right now, and the biggest thing I keep on saying over and over is because I'm not really as worried about the offensive lineup. I'm not. It's a rut. No one's going to deny that. It's the pitching. Because to me, this is something that, come playoff time, what happened last year with the Dodgers? They got blown out some games. Some games they did the blowing out. But I need a pitcher that's going to go in there and shut down an offense to keep games close, because you're going to face really good starting pitching in the playoffs, most likely.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And you don't have any. And I'm including Senga and Manaea in that statement as well. And Peterson. You don't have a stud pitcher that's going to go seven deep every single game and keep you in close games.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Well, and you know what? By the way, Hoff, there are, as much as like the finances of baseball and starting pitching, it's changed a lot over the years. Tigers are really good. They got one. Yanks are good. They got one. Like, you know, Dodgers are good. They got one. The Brewers are on a sick run. Matter of fact, the Brewers, I was just looking at this before. The Brewers right now, they've won, let's see, 8 of 9. Obviously playing the Mets coming up tomorrow. They've won 70% of their game. They have the highest winning percentage clip since May 18th. And one of their pitchers, Freddy Peralta's been absolutely fantastic. Valdez for Houston. All right, let's say they're going to win the World Series, but he's pretty filthy. Like, the good teams, maybe not the great, but like any team that's got a chance to win the World Series at least has a guy where you're like, all right, I could see seven innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 8 whiffs, 1 walk, like domination, and you don't have that.
No, and you said it last week when Griffin Canning went down. Did you expect Griffin Canning to be pitching real innings in the playoffs?
No,
you didn't. Well, I don't expect Paul Blackburn to pitch real innings.
Dude,
I don't expect Frankie Montas to pitch real innings.
Paul Blackburn, I mean, the poor guy, he is a joke.
Yeah, I don't expect many of these starting pitchers right now. Tyler or McGill should not be pitching real innings if he does come back and become healthy again. There's like three guys that maybe, but you need something better than that. They don't have the guys. To be honest with you, right now, what the Mets have to do, because they got to stop calling up crappy pitchers from the minor leagues. They got to stop with the retreads. Ugh. Like, hey, guess who's back on the team? I don't know if you saw. Oh. Richard Lovelady.
I saw that he pitched.
He's back. Hey. I wouldn't be surprised if Colin Pochet's back, too. Like, it's all the same process of DFA a guy, but then bring him back. DFA a guy, bring him back. Mm-hmm. How about you call up one of these star-studded young prospects that you have, Jonah Tong, Nolan McLean, get their ass up here right now.
Are they ready?
Who cares?
No.
Hold on. I'll tell you why. Who cares? Because I know who's not ready.
Yeah.
Paul Blackburn, Frankie Montas. Yeah. You're paying them money for no reason. They can be DFA tomorrow, and it won't change this Mets franchise whatsoever.
I agree with that. But the reason they're here, and we could sit back and say, geez, you know, Stearns gave $17 million for 2 years for Montas. What are you doing, man? Now, we did the same thing with Minaya a year ago, and it worked out the first year, so we had some foresight vision there. But the reason why most of these guys are here is because the players that you mentioned, Sproat as well, like obviously,
right, yeah,
they're just not ready. So you've got to have a Band-Aid, and I'm not saying it's an effective Band-Aid. Like, the Band-Aid's falling apart now, but I understood the concept of doing it to an extent.
But here's the thing, right? Like, Blade Tidwell has pitched now, I think this was three games.
Yeah,
exactly. His numbers in AAA were not over the top. It was like, oh, this guy has to get called up.
I know.
They're okay.
I know.
Jonah Tong is pitching unbelievable. He's an under 3 ERA. He deserves to get the call up. There's no doubt about it. Nolan McLean, like you said, he's in Double A, but does it make a difference? Double A, Triple A. I've seen pitchers come right through and just go right to the majors. There's, at this point in time, you never know what you're. If you're going to sit there at the bottom of the barrel and dig and dig and dig and find Richard Lovelady, well, do me a favor. Go to Double A and get Nolan McLean, please.
The guy's name, too. It's like, you can't
Well, that's why I keep on bringing it back.
It's just.
Sticky.
I know. It seems like, and I know it's not, but doesn't it just seem like the LOL Mets? I know you guys hate that, but doesn't it just seem there's an element of that that's infiltrated this season a little bit? Not last year. Like, I didn't like the gimmicks. You know, whatever. I mean, we had some fun with it. I know Grimace was driving sound nuts for a while and the OMG stuff. Like, but it worked. Like, the chemistry was there. It worked out. This year just feels kind of like a throwback, or at least this stretch feels like a throwback Mets stretch. And that's not a compliment. You know the stretch that I mean.
Yeah, it's a Wilpon-esque stretch. And here's the thing is, right, like, so I keep on saying this, and I did this on my WFN Daily, by the way, plug it.
Yeah, you're doing that all the time now, right?
Every day I'm doing it, or 5 days a week at least.
Boy,
I did it yesterday.
I know.
But
they played it this morning, Boomer Geo.
I heard them. Thank you. I do have a big tongue.
They were making fun of your tongue, not exactly making, you know,
listen,
say it was a good
take, but deviated septum. I have a deviated septum. I can't breathe. I can barely talk. All right.
Hey, what a great skill set for a broadcaster.
But
fantastic,
but
buddy.
Here's the reality. I can vent. I can vent very well.
I can't write, but I'm an author. Good luck, dude.
But here's the reality, though. If you are Steve Cohen and you are David Stearns, and Steve Cohen went there after they were popping champagne, after moving on from the Brewers, from the Phillies, getting to the Dodgers, NLCS, if you're going to tell me that this is the type of culture change you want to make, then you have to take some really gutsy stances, and you got to go out there, and it's time to trade the prospects. I'm sorry, if it's Vientos, if it's Beatty, if it's Mauricio, if it's Jonah Tong, if it's all these guys that are star-studded and you're building up prospects to get me an ace for the staff, it's about time you do it, because you can't win a World Series with what the crap that you got right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, I appreciate the aggressive mindset. The problem is, you know, what names, now we're talking about a star, what names would give you the freedom, if you're Stearns, to operate like, I'm getting rid of anybody, including Tong and some others, right? Would you do it for Sandy Alcantara?
Maybe not as much, but closer to it, yeah, because I think Sandy is back. You know, last start was bad, but four of his last previous five starts have been really good.
Yeah, we mentioned him the other day. And, like, the ERA is gross, but he's been on a better run.
And he's coming back from Tommy John, I think he's getting closer to it.
Would you do it for Zach Gallen?
100%.
Would you do it for Merrill Kelly?
No.
Would you do it for Freddie Peralta?
Freddie Peralta's interesting. He's up there with an idea, but I don't know if I want to commit to him.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with it. I know he's having a great season, so I'm not taking away. But again, great season doesn't always culminate and say, like, hey, you know, he's going to have a great playoff run.
I agree.
I don't want to push that. If Garrett Crochet was available, I would have done that.
See, but the problem is, forget about the playoff run. You guys need to get arms in here that make sure that there is a playoff run.
See, that's the one thing that I am very upset right now. They're going to make the playoffs. The problem is, are they going to be a first round out? Right now they are.
Yeah, I don't think they're winning.
Right now they are. Even if they host the wild card at home, they're out. It's just wild card series and done. That's where they're at.
That's how you feel about this team.
Yeah.
What a grave disappointment that would be after the Soto splash, after the, you know, run in the playoffs a year ago. I mean, that would, oof. All right, let's get back to you guys. Good job, Hoff. 888-808-1019. Let me get, how about Dino in Maryland? A little free Odyssey app action. What's up, Dino?
BT, how you doing?
Good. What's cooking, man?
Just want a couple of things. As a St. John's grad, I appreciate the interview you have with Bettino, especially after, you know, the passing of Carnesecca, and then his take on with the Knick coaching. You and Sal did a great job on that.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. Thank you. And if, trust me, I'm actually wearing a Johnny shirt today. St. John's would be fun, man. So during the season, you know, Sal was saying the other day, he's going to be into it from the start instead of jumping in midstream, which he did a year ago. I got to get Hoff's, you know, big behind involved in the St. John's love. It's going to be a lot of fun. They are absolutely loaded. So what else you got, man?
Then the question that obviously was brought up as I was on hold with Pete Hoffman and all that stuff, what would it take to get Sandy Alcantara from the Marlins by the deadline, putting on, of course, Senga and all them coming back?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what it's going to take here, but you have the conversation. And here's what shouldn't happen. Like, there shouldn't be an asking price from the Marlins that you deem wildly irresponsible. That's, I think, really what it comes down to. Like, they've got to pass that point. Like, I'll give you an example, all right? Now, maybe they feel this way about one of their younger pitchers, maybe. I don't know. But, like, George Lombard Jr., I'm not giving him up at all. Like, if there's a move that I can make from the Yankee perspective that would include Dominguez or include Spencer, take him. You know, and I know that you can get burned here because as much as I want more from Dominguez, he hasn't looked lost, and he is young, you know? But I want to win a World Series, and those are moves that you have to make. You're giving up a scrub for somebody that can help you win a World Series. That's not how it works, guys. There's another GM on the other end of the phone who's got to report to somebody, and he's got to make a responsible deal. So, and by the way, nobody's doing Cohen a favor, and nobody's doing Hal a favor because of the payroll, New York, jealousies, bias, whatever. So you might get scraped over the coals a little bit, but again, how many more years do you have of a Lindor, Pete, Nimmo, Diaz, obviously I put Soto aside, prime? You want to give those guys a chance to win an actual World Series, then you got to give stuff up. And if you don't, then you're not serious about winning. Because I don't think the team is good enough. I really don't. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. How about Harry and Rye? Want to chime in on Austin Wells, talking about your little Yankee stuff earlier. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, BT. I'm a huge fan of the show. I love the two of you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
I listen every day. First time caller is all.
Awesome. So fantastic.
I wanted to ask you about what you think of Austin Wells this year, because I have his stats up right here. He's 11 home runs, 49 RBIs, but the average is, I see 214 and 699 OPS. And so I'm just kind of confused. Like, we've talked a lot about Volpe and Dominguez, but I mean, not as much about Wells. So I was just wondering what you think of him so far, and, you know, if you expect the average to go up later in the season in the future as well.
Well, listen, I definitely thought that the average would be up this year. And I remember telling Sal last year before the season started, I thought he was going to be like a 15 home run guy. You know, now his impact wasn't statistically as felt as I thought it would be. But remember, they put him in the four spot, and that's when the Yankee offense woke up a little bit. I like Austin Wells. I think Austin Wells is going to be an all-star. That's not this year, but at some point. He's a mid-20s catcher with just a really good presence at the plate. Now, he does swing and miss at a lot of high fastballs. Like, I feel like every game I watch him, I'm like, God, what a beautiful swing. I mean, the bat speed is there. It's violent. I'm like, but why does he keep missing those fastballs up in the zone? Let them figure that. I don't know. I'm just going to identify it. I think Austin Wells does some things. Oh, wow. It is actually funny. I just popped it up, and my eyes are backed up by a stat. His bat speed is in the almost 80 percentile in Major League Baseball. Yeah. I know he frames the ball very well. You know, whatever. I'm looking at some other pop time. It's actually pretty low. It's actually rated very poorly here. But, you know, hits the ball pretty hard. Average velo, some different. I can hit you with numbers all the time, but you can't be hitting 214. I think there's no reason, because he even could go to left field a little bit. There is no reason Austin Wells shouldn't be I'm not going to go nuts with this, shouldn't be a 255 hitter with 20-something home runs and a OPS in the low 800s. And I think he'll get there, certainly with the other stuff, but I need a little more evidence that average is going to get there. I still would say yes, no more than no. You know, but he's interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.